Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Obviously, Salah continues to rumble on, and inevitably there's lots of people asking about the contract situation. It all kicked off after the show last week.
Yeah, last Friday, wasn't it?
Jürgen Klopp was asked in his press conference. He made the fatal error of not saying everything's normal, everything's fine, it's all in the hands of the people involved. He made the fatal error of using the words, the club have done all they're going to that they can do, which got,
yeah,
I think that was the headlines. He's referenced it himself pre-Arsenal, didn't he? And he said, I walked into your trap, basically, and gave you the headlines.
Yeah, and he'd done it early in the week as well, and he'd walked into a trap, but he'd left himself open to headlines about his own future ahead of the Inter game, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he said, you know,
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to do in my future. And the next press conference, he had to clarify that and say, look, I am going. Shut up. But it's not helpful. I don't have a sort of. It doesn't rile me up the way it riles some people up when Rami tweets and stuff. But I do personally think it's just a little bit childish. That's the way I look at it. And it's very un-Salah, because I look at what Salah's mentality is, and Salah's seems to be just the prize.
Yeah.
Next, you know, goal, relentless, blah. And this just feels like something that just detracts away from it. And you know, if he ever sort of wonders sometime, and I do think there is a degree of this with everything on Salah, that I do think he generally feels like he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves globally.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason potentially that why, and I think that this is part of it, that people think that, you know, I don't know whether Rami runs his tweets by him. I'd be surprised if he does.
Yeah.
But I wonder whether there is an element that some people think, you know, give it a rest. You know,
it's got all the hallmarks.
Aren't all these golden boots and titles enough for you?
Comes back to, and checks, sits down at night and checks his mentions and goes, Jesus, what's going on here?
Yeah. Or whether he gets a message and dropped another little hand grenade there, check out my latest
tweet, something like crying emojis angle.
It's just a little bit, I don't know, it feels like a little bit of a removal. And look, I could well imagine a situation where Rami Abba says, what are you on about? I can't tweet an emoji, you know?
Yeah.
But
that's the thing.
Of course, he knows how it's going to be interpreted.
Exactly. And that, it's the lack of, if that's the case, it's the lack of awareness. And that's a bit of a concern in its own way. But, you know, he's done a few of these cryptic tweets this year, hasn't he? You know, back the one where there's a picture of
full stop. There was, after he got subbed, there was, I hope they're watching.
Yeah.
There was
the picture of them in the room where Salah's
laughing, I think, isn't he? And he's on the phone in the background from years ago. Yeah, there was Fabrizio Romano engagement. I think we're a bit bored these days. I think he said didn't need to him in January and stuff. And look, he's got people on strings on social media. I don't think he's got Liverpool on strings.
No,
is the important element to it. And I think what might have been quite telling. And listen, it's hard to take the social media reaction as everything, but I do think there was a little shift in terms of, I think people sort of, there was a generally the people, it's panic, it's blind panic. Oh no, what's going on? Oh, no, he's not. I think there was a lot of people saying, oh, just do one, you know, like, yeah. You know, like, and I don't think people genuinely think that about Salah in terms of, ah, be arse with, yeah. But I do think there was an element of, oh, again, you know, like,
there does
give it a rest.
There does come a point, and it's a very Scouse mentality of like, we'll love you, but if you embarrass us or cause us too many problems, then you get in the bin and we'll crack on with whatever you're doing.
Like, it reminds me of a great quote from a lad I know, and I won't mention his name. He wouldn't watch anyway, to be fair. But he's from Bootle. He's a Carragher sort of guy. And I remember being in a pub, and Carragher, it was when Carragher was a player. It was in Bootle, and he was in his club suit, Carragher. And like, I sort of made the point. I said, well, just mad, isn't it? I said, yeah, we're in the middle of Bootle here. Carragher's played in the day, and he's there in the corner. You know, I said, no one's bothering him. And he said, it's Bootle, innit? He said, don't make a show yourself. by saying hello to Jamie Carragher, you wouldn't be making a show yourself. But I think there is that element of like, oh, mate, conduct yourself in a certain way. You know, like, just get on with it. And I did get that sense. Maybe it was just the people I follow, but I did get the sense that there was an element of, oh, so what? You know, a bit more of a like, oh, so what? All right, then go ahead. If you're that bothered,
that was my sort of feeling on this. And of course, again, you can see all the full range of emotions, and understandably so. But my feeling on this was that they're playing a bit of a dodgy game here, and it's all about reading the room. And I'm not sure that this guy. And look, I don't know how connected Salah is, and maybe even Mo to some extent, is understanding that you might. When you've got, I think he's got such a big independent fan base who will follow him wherever he goes that it's hard to detach that sometimes.
Yeah.
And you might feel like, it's like when you're in the wrong, but you go to your mates and your mates go, oh yeah, what an arsehole they are. You're totally in the right there, because they're never going to tell you because they're your mates, and you'll sell it from your side.
Whereas
someone comes in and goes, oh,
what are you doing? I completely see that. He definitely does. Salah's probably the only Liverpool player I would suggest that's in that position where he's got the Ronaldo, Messi fans that they don't support Manchester United or PSG. They support Ronaldo and Messi. I think Salah's the only player that Liverpool have got who's got that about them. I mean, example, before the final whistle had gone at Brighton, I had an email off an Egyptian, what's the latest at Salah's injury? I said, well, the game's going on, you know. You're looking at, but that's just it's that, you know. You wouldn't get that with, you know, Van Dijk or Alisson or Trent or whoever. There's that appetite for Salah to do well, and you're right. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit of a misjudgment that you're taking on the one guy probably at the club who you won't win a battle with, even if you're Mo Salah.
Yeah,
Jürgen Klopp. You know. He won't win that PR war with Liverpool fans because he, Jürgen Klopp, is the superstar of Liverpool.
It feels just all, it feels like a senseless distraction. And I can appreciate from your perspective or the media's perspective in general, the questions are going to get asked because people are interested. People want to know what's happening. Salah's got, you know, less than 18 months left on his, his contract.
It's a big deal.
But
in more than one way.
Yeah. But it does feel a bit like, and this is my thing about Salah, I can't imagine that he just feels like so supremely focused on his job that I can't imagine he would be looking to be the one responsible for derailing what's going on. And you wouldn't want to walk into that dressing room.
Yeah.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Changes and be the one who got, and you know, because you'd get, they'd be slaughtering him if they felt he was trying to mastermind something.
Yeah, exactly that. And I mean, if you want an example of Mo Salah mentality, then you've had it this week, haven't you? You know, he limps off at Brighton and you think, well, that's Mo Salah out of the next game at the very least. He probably wouldn't have played Nottingham Forest. So you're thinking, God, that's a big, big blow. He misses one day of training and he's back in. And, you know, he's on, what, 55, 56 minutes, was it? Just after the first goal, wasn't it? So or immediately after the first goal against Arsenal, he's back on. I had a look at the stats. He had more shots than anyone in the game. Came on for 35. He is a machine, you know, no matter what you say about him. So Klopp's right in what he says. There's no problem whatsoever with his focus or his mindset. But if you do think that there is an element where let's just say the merger's April, he's got a contract lined up with someone, or he's made the decision that he's leaving Liverpool, blah blah blah. It gets held against you if Liverpool then lose the next game.
Yeah,
even if it's not your fault, mm-hmm. It gets held against you. Liverpool come up short in a title race, so Salah doesn't score in three games. Salah doesn't score either leg of the semi-final of the Champions League against, let's say he gets drawn against Real Madrid. You know, it becomes a thing. Remember Mario Götze with Dortmund and Bayern Munich, and he had to end up having to play. Well, I don't think he did play against Bayern Munich, but it was held against him for many, many years by Dortmund fans that you cost us our Champions League, you cost us our treble, you know.
Well, we saw this. Steve McManaman had this. You know, he played his last 6 months at Liverpool under a cloud of is he giving us all here? And you know, and that's the thing. You just can't. And that's why I find it so hard to sort of to square it off. Really, that Rami's not being a little bit of an uncontrolled X factor in this. But equally, I know plenty of people have spoken to this, and they're like, no, there's no way Salah's. Like, he's basically employed by Salah, so there's no way Salah wouldn't be aware of these kind of things.
It doesn't really make sense that he would just go rogue and just be sort of taking on. But
because he's his lawyer, isn't he? He's not like his, I don't know if he's like strictly it's a relationship where I don't think we fully grasp.
They're obviously very tight. There's no question that they're very tight. You see them at awards dues, and you know, Rami was tweeting last night. He was watching the game, obviously from some hotel, I think in London. You know. Even though Salah wasn't starting, he's still there. So I've heard it described a little bit that he's like a partner that doesn't have any friends. So all his attention is Mo.
Yeah.
You know, so he hasn't, he's not over in somewhere doing another deal with another player or this and that. His focus is Mo. So to him, the only thing that matters in the world is everything that happens towards Mo, which with some agents it isn't the case. You know, with a Raiola or you know, a Jonathan Barnett or whoever it may be, George Mendes, there's a million plates spinning at the same time, and sometimes you don't need to react to what a manager said in a press conference, whereas his sole focus is that.
Yeah.
And so maybe there is an element of that, but I don't think he goes rogue. Personally, I don't think Mo Salah's sitting there going like ringing him up saying, "Are you messing? What have you done here again? Why are you doing that?" I think that I think there's an acceptance either that he is going to do things like that or that he wants him to do things like that.
It's part of the game plan to some extent, and I can understand it because I can see what the aim is. Well, if the aim is to destabilise or to rally the Liverpool fans behind. Then that it's a reasonable trait again, but for me it's the timing, and also it just feels, as we said, it feels misjudged.
And by the way, let's make this point: he's not the only agent that's ever done this.
Yeah,
you know, Jordan Henderson. There was a story about Jordan Henderson was going to leave in the summer, and And within a few weeks, Jordan Henderson had a shiny new deal, you know,
yes,
in the pipeline. There's been other
Is
players.
Is it being reported differently, do you think, by the way? Because I've seen a few people saying this, that there's certain institutions who like immediately, Jordan Henderson's like, oh my God, I could leave and all this. And yeah, everyone jumped on, go and get this, you know, like there was an outcry for people to get the Jordan Henderson contract boxed. Is Salah getting the same energy behind him?
From my perspective, I think I can only think of, I haven't seen anyone write that Liverpool shouldn't give Salah his contract.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I might be wrong. I might have missed it. But I mean, my piece on the first day of the season after Norwich was give him what he wants. I've written that many times. Since. I believe they should. Mm-hmm. I'm on record as saying I'm sure. I don't think I've seen anyone else that I can think of.
I've seen it postulated, but I wonder if it's just because, again, to this point of we made earlier about when you're trying to analyse Liverpool, is that in the absence of new information, there's only so, and it's still a topic that warrants discussion, but in the absence of information, you start to think, well, why haven't Liverpool done it and what might that mean? So I've seen a few, like, there's obviously discussion about Liverpool's wage structure and what that could look like and what's the knock-on impact of all those things, which I think are all perfectly valid discussions. But you're right, I don't think anyone's necessarily gone, he needs to sling his hook, you know, it could be a waste of time for
and
Liverpool
to
sign
him. I would go the other way, that I would suggest there would have been a lot of discussion on social media of people saying, well, don't give Jordan Henderson a new contract. Yes. I know exactly where, in certain corners of social media, where that debate would have taken place. And I imagine it's taken place since, whenever he's had a below par first half or a poor game, or Liverpool, you know, he hasn't started the game or whatever. So those debates go on. I don't think he's been treated any differently, Salah. I think the variable is he's on a lot more money, and it's a much bigger contract and probably a much more difficult contract to negotiate because of the status that he's got in world football.
Is it going to boil down to, Salah's going to, if he stays, he will be Liverpool's highest paid footballer. He will be Liverpool's highest paid footballer of all time. It's just whether the budget will stretch to that, and whether Salah's happy to play for less money than he could earn at another football team, effectively.
Possibly. I mean,
and PSG also, will pay more money to Mo Salah on a weekly basis, but...
What does he want? What do we know Mo Salah wants? He wants to win stuff. Okay. He wants recognition. He wants to be the main man at the club. So, well, you can rule PSG out if that's the case. If that's the main thing that matters, because he's never going to be the main man at that club, because Lionel Messi plays for that club. Neymar plays for that club. At the moment, Mbappe plays. Yeah. He might well stay. Real Madrid. Okay, it's iconic and yes, incredible opportunity. They're probably going to buy Mbappe. So you are not going to be the main man at that club, and you're not going to be the best player at the club, mm-hmm, because they're going to sign Mbappe. So where else?
You run the risk of being Benzema or Kaká in the Ronaldo summer if you go at the same time as Mbappe.
Yeah, or Eden Hazard, you know, in more recent terms. I don't think he would. His injury history and, you know, his type of player he is doesn't lend itself to that. So it comes down to how much is the money the motivating factor for both, for Liverpool and for Salah. And look, I'm not wavering from it one bit. I still think Liverpool will find an agreement, and I think the second best or the second case scenario would be that he doesn't leave this summer, he leaves on a free next summer. But until something comes, we're just filling air, aren't we? And someone like Rami is able to ensure that there's plenty to fill it with.
Probably grow his social media presence a little bit in the meantime as well.
I don't think he needs to be there. Is he the highest followed agent on Twitter?
Probably. Yeah. Well, he's done it well. He's managed that.
He's got his own style, put it that way.
Yeah.
Minimalist.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Paul Joyce approach. Yes, that was just a free segment from this week's Journal Insight show. Check out the full show streaming right now on Red Men Plus, where we also discuss whether Klopp is slightly overly flirting with Gabriel Martinelli from Arsenal. The Reds apparently prepared to offer $6 million a year to Barcelona's Gavi. What next for Divock Origi? And a lot more, including Liverpool looking to snap up a young Scottish winger. Get that show now and every week exclusively over on Red Men Plus. Head to theredmentv.com, join our streaming service, and enjoy the content.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.